The future is now. Explorers from deep space crash land on a savage planet destined for annihilation.
Abandoned ship! Get out now!
They discover a world so unpredictable, so shocking, it will shatter your very concept of reality and reveal the dark destiny of man.
What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
They own the banks, fund the wars, manage the politicians, control the media, and command the apes to enforce their tyranny.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
They tried to silence the one man who saw it coming. And the world he reveals will challenge every idea you've ever had of freedom.
They cut her. Did you know about this?
No, I swear, I never saw that girl before.
But they... You did it. You cut up her brain, you bloody baboon! Take your stinking paws off me, you damn 38!
Prepare yourself for the most shocking ending in the history of motion pictures.
I've terrified you from the beginning, and I still do. You're afraid of me, and you hate me. Why?
Because you're a menace to our globalist plan. Be careful what you find, Alex. You might not like what you see.
Oh my God. You actually did it.
You activated the Great Reset, you maniacs! You blew it up! God damn you! Damn you all to hell!
The Alex Jones Show, the most banned broadcast on the planet.
Well, hello. There's going to be something a little bit different on today. In the fourth hour, I'm going to be talking to the notorious, the one and the only, man who has certainly done the time. Not sure about the crime, but that would be Victor Boot, who I think is now safely back in Mother Russia and not in a Supermax prison somewhere. I would say it's better to be back in Russia. And I'm 10 years older than you. I was born in 1957. So I was always fascinated with the dark arts. I was a Navy Spetsnaz, Navy SEAL in my youth. That's how I paid for a university. I was a Russian studies major. So now ya ochen chelovyek. I'm an old guy now. But when I was in the 80s and in that era, I studied very closely some interesting characters of those times. There was a Canadian named Gerald Bull. He invented very long-range howitzers that he sold to the South Africans with the blessing of the CIA. And it just goes to show that if you trust those bastards, sooner or later, the political winds change and you wind up in jail. And in the case of Gerald Bull, he wound up with the Mossad killing him in the Netherlands. So it's better to be in Russia than in the ground. And then there was another one of my favorites who wrote a couple of really excellent books. Cannot recommend them highly enough. Michael Mad Mike Hoare, who is a South African mercenary leader, fought in the Congo in the 60s. Was involved in a couple of attempted coups, also spent some years in jail. And he recently died in 2020 at the age of 101. So this guy who, going back to the 50s and 60s, was an amazing adventurer, just wild cowboy around the world, Mike Hoare, lived to be over 100. So he really broke the mold there. And then some guys I'm not so crazy about. There was Frank Turpel and Ed Wilson, who were affiliated with the CIA